I'm Omar Fatu. Each week, we talk Buffalo Sabres hockey with reporter Bill Hoppe on WBFO's Behind the Bench. Bill, you're in Pittsburgh right now for tonight's game against the Penguins. Sabres coach Dan Bylsma is returning to the city where he once won a Stanley Cup. What did Bylsma have to say when you spoke to him yesterday?
Well, he said there are no hard feelings toward the Penguins. And if you remember, when the Penguins let him go, they kind of let him twist in the wind for about 3 weeks, and they fired general manager Ray Shiro first, and they didn't take care of Dan's status until early June of 2014. So there are some reasons for him to be bitter, but he took the high road. You could tell he was a little nostalgic being back. He said a lot of hellos. He was looking out into the seats and remembering certain faces that would be there and where his family used to sit. So it should be a special night. Dan Bylsma had a lot of success with the Pittsburgh Penguins. He won them a Stanley Cup in 2009. He won about 50 games every year, and ultimately they fell short of another Stanley Cup for a lot of reasons. But I suspect he'll be given a very nice ovation tonight.
The Sabres are 3-6 so far this season. They lost two games last weekend to the Canadiens and Devils before an overtime victory on Tuesday night over the Flyers. That was their first road win. Zemgus Girgensson with the winner, his first point of the season. What were some of your takeaways from that game?
I thought it was a very nice road win for the Sabres. I know they blew an early lead and they blew a late lead, but anytime you can win a road game, have 40 shots, score 4 goals, I think that's very good. And I think a lot of the things we saw them do earlier this month in losses, they kind of stuck with, so to speak, and it paid off. Within the win, there were a lot of positive signs. Zemgus Girgensson, as you said, scored his first goal of the season, his first point, and some people are kind of starting to wonder what was going on with him, because it had been almost a whole month without seeing much from him. Goalie Chad Johnson responded well after a shaky outing Friday. Jack Eichel responded well to some adversity within the game. So those are all good signs for the Sabres.
One player who's been highly critical of his own play so far this season is Ryan O'Reilly. He was acquired from Colorado in the offseason. He's expressed some frustration a few times now. Are you seeing what he's seeing, or is that just the kind of player he is?
I would say both. I actually wrote about that the other day, and you noticed it right away talking to him in the dressing room after games, that like every game he would stand up and take responsibility for some part of the game. And he's done it 3, 4, 5 times now, and he's very critical of himself, even though he's a big contributor to the Sabres. He thinks about the faceoffs he lost or the puck he missed in the offensive zone. These things that in his mind are deciding the game. And I think that's just who he is at this point. I'm not sure he's going to change. And we were kind of wondering if he's too hard on himself. And we asked Dan Bylsma that. And he said, no, he likes that kind of attitude. So I think it's something to like. I mean, you want players to take responsibility. You want them to own up. And he certainly does it a lot.
We also learned this week that forward Evander Kane will be out for 4 to 6 weeks with a knee injury. Kane's been a physical presence, an aggressive shot taker. How will a team make up for his extended absence?
It's going to be tough. He was certainly starting to come on, and I know he only has one goal, but you were starting to see what made him a 30-goal scorer with Winnipeg 4 years ago. The first thought when Kane went down was you figured they'd just promote Matt Molson from the third line to the second line beside Ryan O'Reilly. But Dan Bylsma moved up Nick Deslauriers, a fourth liner, a hard-nosed, gritty guy who does have some good hands, and it was kind of a reward. So maybe in Kane's absence, they just kind of have a committee of guys that go through there, and whoever's playing the best gets a nice reward on a scoring line.
All right, Bill, thanks for your time today. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Omar.